And we're going to continue our verse-by-verse study here in the book of Colossians tonight. Colossians chapter number 4. If you need a handout, maybe we missed you on the way in. It's two pages tonight. You can add it to your notebook if you have a notebook. I know many of you have the notebook, so lift your hand up high if we missed you. Down on the front row here, Brother Howard. And anyone else we missed? All right, in the balcony, on the main floor, just lift your hand up. We'll be glad to give you a handout. All right, Colossians chapter number 4. Are you there? Say amen. Amen. All right. You're there, but I'm not. I better get there. Colossians 4. And we're at the end of the book. And at the end of the book, Paul, when he writes his closing comments and in his books, a lot of times we can run through that real quick. We just zip right through it and think, well, there's nothing there. He's just saying goodbye to this person or hello to that person, and this one greets you and that one greets you. And we just breeze right through it and we think there's nothing there, but we know there's a lot of gold nuggets in there that we can learn from. And we were talking last week. We were going through some of these names, like verse 9. Look at it. He talks about a guy named Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother who is one of you. They shall make known unto you all things which are done here. And we talked about Onesimus, how he was that runaway servant to Philemon. There's a whole book of the Bible, Philemon, written about Onesimus. And so we talked about that, and we kind of connected some dots to kind of put together what happened there with Onesimus and the church at Colossae and Philemon. And then, if you look at verse 10, we began to look here at a fellow by the name of Aristarchus. Verse 10, it says, Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, saluteth you. And you know, one of the things that we talked about the last time that we were together in Colossians is that as Christians, we are not an island to ourselves. The Bible likens us to a body, and we're all different members of the body. You know, and we all have to do our part. We all function in a little different capacity, in a little different way. But we're all, you know, on the same team, working for the same cause. And we all are contributing members, hopefully, to help the body of Christ to function efficiently on earth. And, you know, one thing about Paul that really fascinates me is that when Paul went to prison, as we know, for preaching the gospel. He goes to prison in Rome, and he's there stuck in prison, but yet the man never quit ministering. He never quit. He did not allow his confinement in prison to cause him to kind of, I guess this is God's way of telling me to. I need a little R&R, and I need to retire, and I just kind of need to quit. No, I mean, it's very possible Paul got more accomplished while in prison than he did out of prison. The things that he was able to accomplish is quite amazing. And here's why. Here's why. It's because Paul learned to work with people and through people. He wasn't an island over here. It wasn't just, you know, Paul and, boy, that's enough. You know, I'm the Apostle Paul. No, man, he knew he needed help. He knew he had to have people on his team and people helping him. And so Paul's got a whole ministry team. And when he's in prison, he's working through his ministry team that's out there. And we get to meet a lot of these guys at the end of the books, you know, that Paul wrote. We get to meet some of his ministry team. And we get to meet guys like Aristarchus. You know, Paul was a guy that worked with a lot of different kinds of people. And he worked with a lot of people. I told you that just in the book of Romans, chapter 16, one chapter, he mentions 26 different co-laborers in that one chapter. 26 different people that were co-laborers to Paul. There's over 100 people that are mentioned by name that Paul worked with in the book of Acts. So, I mean, Paul was a guy that had learned to work with a lot of different people, different backgrounds, and work with them and through them. Aristarchus is one of those guys. He calls him my fellow prisoner. And we look back at Aristarchus, and we learned that Aristarchus was one of those unsung heroes of the faith. We look back, and Aristarchus was with Paul when they had that big mob and riot in Ephesus. Aristarchus was there. when Paul had that shipwreck, that terrible shipwreck out at sea, and they had to float literally to land on pieces of the ship, Aristarchus was there. When Paul is confined to a Roman prison, Aristarchus was there. And I got so tickled because the next day after I taught that, Brian, I got to tell this on you guys, but he said that when you were teaching that, he's like, yeah, you said Aristarchus, when Paul was in that mob riot, Aristarchus was there. And when he was in the shipwreck, Aristarchus was there. And when he was in prison, Aristarchus was there. And how old is Xander? He said his little 11-year-old boy kind of looked up at him and went like that, kind of made a face. And Brian kind of leaned down and he said, sounds to me like wherever Aristarchus was, you didn't want to be there. You know, he maybe not the kind of friend you want to have, you know. He not too good of luck, was he? But no, I mean, he was there, and I didn't realize how it sounded when I said it, but it did kind of sound that way. But Aristarchus was there with Paul. He never bailed ship. He was an unsung hero. He was with Paul through thick and thin. I mean, Paul's out there doing miracles and great things are happening. He's there. Paul's in a shipwreck. He's there. He's a co-laborer with Paul. He's a fellow prisoner with Paul. Well, there's another guy here. Fascinating guy. Look at verse 10. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, saluteth you, and Marcus, sister's son to Barnabas, touching whom ye receive commandments. If he come unto you, receive him. Now, who is this guy, Marcus? What do we know him?